Gospel of John. So this will be session one. We're going to call it just the introduction, very creative. And we'll look at the first 18 verses and an overview a little bit of the Gospel of John. So let's read that passage. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks before me, because he was before me.' For from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only God, who is at the Father's side. He has made him known." So let's begin the Gospel of John. For those of you who have been following these sessions over the last 2 years, you know that we usually cover one chapter in four sections, one day a week for about a month. Now, some of the studies have passed by relatively quickly. Some have been longer, as when we studied the book of Romans over 16 months, one chapter a month. Now we're approaching the Gospel of John with 21 chapters. You mean? Yes, we do. 21 months. Stick with me, as this series of brief studies will be important for you. It has certainly been vitally important for me. The Gospel of John is unique and deserves some introductory comments to help orient you. This session will serve as an introduction and orientation as to John's purpose in writing. There is much here in the passage that we read. Don't worry, we will deal with this passage in some detail in session two next week. To begin, who is this John the Apostle? He was one of the first 12 disciples which Jesus chose to follow him for 3 years, learn from him, and suffer for him. This John is the one who later is called the one Jesus loved. Of course, Jesus loves all who believe in him, and those that don't, actually. But this person is chosen to be one of the three disciples closest to Jesus. He is uniquely sensitive to Christ's love and communicates this to us deeply and in many ways in his gospel. For example, you may have learned John 3:16 as a child or earlier in your walk with the Lord. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish, but will have eternal life. What a promise of love. Believe in the Son of God, or God the Son, and live eternally. That is hope. Now let's go back and cover a few details. A number of men are named John in the Greek New Testament. These include John the Baptist, who is Jesus' cousin, and is mentioned in this passage in verse 6. Another one is called John Mark, or simply Mark, who was a missionary, followed Paul and later Barnabas, and studied under Peter. In fact, the gospel he wrote, the Gospel of Mark, represents Peter's view and understanding. Another John is John the Elder, mentioned as the writer of a letter dictated by John the Apostle, which we have as 3 John in our Bibles. So now, by way of introduction, let's clarify this elder business. The word may simply mean older or more mature, but we see that the apostles are told to appoint elders into leadership in all the new churches of early Christianity. There are four terms used in much the same way, which have equivalent meanings. These may be derived from either the Latin or the Greek, but all have the same connotation of church leadership. They are elder, bishop, overseer, and pastor or shepherd. In our day, meanings may differ in various denominations, but their root meanings are the same. Another matter of clarification is needed to differentiate the term disciple from apostle. A disciple is a student, a follower of a mentor or teacher. He is a learner. An apostle is a messenger, one sent to represent the mentor. He has the wisdom, knowledge, and experience to spread the same teaching as the mentor. In closing this week, we should realize that each of the four Gospels tell the same story from four different unique perspectives. Matthew presents Christ as king. Mark shows him as a suffering servant. Luke demonstrates his humanity, so we have Mary's story of his birth. John presents him as the personification of love. He calls Jesus the Word or the Logos. Logos? What does that mean? Better listen for the answer next week. So, Father, we dig into an amazing book to understand what you desire us to learn in our day and same lessons you desired to teach your early church. Help us to grow by faith. Help us to understand your love and your justice. Help us to trust you in all that happens to us. And I thank you for the blessing of an opportunity to share with this audience out there that love you and desire to grow more and more like you. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.